listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to me in the Phoenix. Glad to be with you here today. The Ultimate Life. I was just talking to a client before this, and I was talking to him about purpose. Purpose-powered prosperity. So I have a guest you've seen before. Welcome to the show. To the show, Joy. Welcome to the show, Joy.
Anyway. Hey, I'll respond to whatever. You're a little low there. Do you want to turn up your volume just a tad? In my head, I sound loud and you sound quiet. So I don't know. Maybe I should turn up my speakers.
I don't know.
Turn them up.
I think I'm good. All right. So happy Halloween. I guess we're expecting a few trick-or-treaters.
Kind of ears. I think you can sort of see they're a little lopsided, but they'll fall off probably because they're not like, you know, anyway.
No, we're going to talk tonight about making money, you know, because this is a show about ultimate life. And we can talk a lot about the woo-woo stuff, happiness and joy and peace and freedom. And those are all critical elements. But sometimes it's important to talk about the money part of it, because you got to have some cash. You got to create money or your ultimate life doesn't last very long. And you end up struggling trying to figure out where your next, you know, deal, meal or whatever is coming from. So let's talk a little bit about business in the context of your purpose. So this is purpose powered profits. So think about it that way. Does that sound good?
Profits. Yeah. PPP.
Purpose powered profits. So one of the things I know you've started doing recently that we weren't going to do for a long time is you've started playing with the platform TikTok.
Yeah.
We've had sort of a love-hate relationship with that.
I don't know why, you know, because I guess, you know, listening to some of these conspiracy theory types, the government's maybe they are. Maybe the government is spying on me. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to find that's really interesting. Like my Pinterest pins, like, okay, fine, right? Go ahead. So, yes, I did take the plunge and I signed up for TikTok. You know,
was that because you had nothing else to do or because you thought it was going to be valuable?
Thought it was going to be valuable. And here's the thing. I listen to a lot of other podcasts and a lot of shows and, you know, just wherever. Like often, you know, what helps me fall asleep a bit is that just that little noise in the head or getting ready for bed. You know, you want to listen to something kind of a wind down, but I like to listen to business kind of stuff. So I was listening to something, I can't remember who, talking about TikTok, how a lot of people on TikTok, I mean, there's a lot of young people, and a lot of these young people, they create videos and all sorts, you know, mostly funny videos. Some do some serious music, you know, they're in their room, like they're teenagers or something, they're in their room creating music, and that's kind of the extent of their world. Maybe they go to school, maybe, you know, then they come home, but they don't have a lot of, you know, so-called interaction with, you know, the outside world. So in terms of monetizing what they're doing or marketing what they're doing, they're not going to do it. So then that got me to thinking that because of that, a lot of these teens, young people, their music, their posts, and we have family who suffers from this too. It's about depression and anxiety. They feel like they, you know, the world is going to crap and, you know, all this stuff is happening and, you know, you're bombarded daily with just, you know, wars here and just, it's really depressing. And maybe, you know, as an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, it's probably, maybe it is pretty depressing for them. So where do they go to get help? Like, they're not going to ask their parents probably. They're not, you know, maybe they're not going to seek help. Maybe they don't have the money for it. I don't know. But there is a gap on a platform like TikTok to provide the help for these people, for these kids, in terms of what they can do as a daily dose of whatever it is. I mean, and you know, with your experience with substance abuse, with depression, you know, with that arm of mental illness, you know, you have a wealth of experience that would be able to then provide help to other people. And one other piece here is that a friend of, a lady we know quite well, Victoria Cure, she has a podcast called A Contagious Smile, and she's big on TikTok. She's a lot of followers. She is starting to incorporate the teen angle in her podcast and in her posts, talking about depression and anxiety as well. And I just thought that there was a gap there. The other gap, that's one piece. The other gap I was looking at with TikTok is that, you know, every person who uploads a video on TikTok, especially, you know, I upload stuff like funny cats, funny dogs, because using our own animals as examples, you know, they're light and they get a lot of views. Like, who doesn't like to see a cat on roller skates or a cat doing something stupid or your dog? Everybody does, except those who hate cats and dogs, I guess. But you apply music to those videos. So those videos are 15 seconds to 50 some seconds. And when you upload this video to TikTok, you can choose what kind of music you want to apply to it. And it gives you a little sample and you say, okay, I want to choose that one to go with my video. Somebody created that clip of music. That it just didn't fall from the sky. You know, it's not, so somebody created that. And so there's also a gap. I mean, Kellen, you're a musician, you're a performer, you know, you have a distribution outlet in Austria. Yeah, Austria, I think. And, you know, who distributes your music all over the place. But what about creating something specific for those people, me included, to use to put to our 15 second and 50 second videos? You get paid for that. And, you know, you've been in the music business for a long time. That's one way to grasp and to grab to reach other people that you might not normally have reached. So those were two areas that I was looking at TikTok thinking, okay. And the other key to unlock a lot of features on TikTok is to get a business account. You know, before you couldn't do that kind of stuff. You couldn't put your link tree in there. But with the business account, it unlocks a lot of features that normally wouldn't be available just to the average TikTok user.
So after finding out all this, after finding out about all this possibility with TikTok, a possible way to serve, which is in the mental health space, which I already do, but not on TikTok,
exactly.
On other platforms.
Yeah.
And then also the opportunity to you know, stick music in there and have it be for ours and for others. So what's been your experience so far in terms of the business aspect? Because, you know, let's be really clear. I run a coaching business, you run a publishing business, and we're doing this both to serve, which we love to do, and also to pay rent and live and take vacations and do all the rest of the stuff. So what's happened so far in your adventures doing that?
Well, I noticed that, you know, people are eager to embrace new stuff, new people, new uploads, new videos. The key with TikTok is, you know, you want to stimulate that algorithm to put your video high. You know, often people think that, you know, I have to create the best this or the best that. To some extent, that's true. But in 15 seconds or 50 seconds, are you really going to be, you know, you're not spending $1 million on an ad like some, you know, some big brand company.
Like a Super Bowl commercial.
Well, exactly.
$1 million, right?
Well, right. You're not doing that. But you are, you know, maybe taking a larger, you know, a clip out of maybe a longer video. And you know, so you're, you know, obviously you're trying to get that hook that what you think might be attractive to somebody. So, you know, the key is to pick your hashtags, because that's how you upload. So you're uploading your video and you're putting in hashtags. There's no long explanation about your video. There's none of that stuff. But there are effects that you could not affect, but effects that you can apply to your TikTok video before uploading it. So you can put a URL as an overlay piece of text. You know, maybe you don't, I don't know. Do you want to do that? I guess if it's something towards about business, you do. But once you have that feature unlocked about being able to put your link tree or your beacons, bio, whatever platform that you choose to use, that also then the statistics for TikTok show that that does drive people to go check out your other stuff. So people are already going to check out what other videos you have. It's just normal human nature. So from a business perspective, choosing, you know, just like with any platform, you got to do a bit of research. You can't just slap up a video that you put on LinkedIn and then TikTok and different audiences, you know, and being aware of some of those things. So that's why I like to combine some business pieces with some personal pieces, because people identify with the person. So me, I like to put up stuff about cats and dogs and food and then business. That's my thing. So then for your TikTok, it's going to be music, performance, and music gear, because there's a lot of, you know, home studio geeky wannabes, especially the teen stuff. And, you know, they'll spend money on that kind of thing too, not just expensive running shoes or whatever it is.
You were telling me the other day, about a lot of kids making their own music, which has become easier and easier and easier to do. You know, it used to be, I mean, I've had a recording studio for 40 years. And so it used to be you had to schlep gear. You had to have a whole bunch of special stuff, rent studio time and do all this to get even a half-baked recording. And anything that was done in the living room just sounded like it was done in the living room.
Today,
the stuff in the box, and you can actually produce some really good stuff at home, which is happening more and more as people release more and more stuff, not through major labels, but through Spotify and everything else. And so you were telling me something about kids making music and getting to be, getting followings from their little music.
And making serious money as well, because sometimes, you know, there are, so there are people, like specific groups of people who only look for new artists on TikTok, and they look to then sign these young artists to whatever kind of deal it is, with the view sort of, so they don't want to target them when they're big, because then what's the point, right? Like Taylor Swift, when she was, you know, starting out before she hit anything, would be someone who would be a good, you know, prospect for that, because they haven't hit it. No one's really paying attention to them, but then somebody takes them under their wing and they do, you know, explode. So that's kind of the key, is to find, you know, or look for the little known kind of creators. And I just think there's a huge opportunity for that, especially, isn't it fantastic to see though, like young people like creating their own stuff, like 14, 13, 16 year old creators, like they're creators now. And, you know, I'm sure they're looking to find a way and see, you know, turning this into some type of business. Cause maybe I'm sure a lot of them don't want a 9-to-5. I think there's some
15
debate
years
on that.
Ago. Yeah. 15 years ago, nobody was going to say for a career they wanted to be a YouTube star.
Now,
happens a lot. People, what do you want to do? I want to be a YouTube personality or YouTube.
Well, you know, YouTube when star. I quit a very good, very well paying. I had weeks and weeks and weeks of vacation, full benefits, everything in 2007. And, you know, when I did that, you know, people were, are you out of your mind? You know, no, I'm not, because I actually didn't want a full-time job in some respect, but I did because I had a mortgage and I wanted to, you know, I mean, you got to do something, right? But I was also, I always had my hands in stuff. So at the same time, you know, I taught myself how to sell some stuff on eBay. And there were a lot of other platforms at the time. Some of them I don't even remember, but I was on every one of them. Ruby Lane, I think they're still around for antique stuff. And I can't even recall what some of the other ones were, but there were a lot. And of course, at that same time, Etsy wasn't, you know, I mean, doilies, you know, grandma's doilies. You had to hand make something, you know, so some, you know, crap looking homemade candles, that kind of stuff is what you'd see on Etsy. Just stuff that you would bypass at a, you know, garage sale kind of thing. But that's not so anymore. I mean, Etsy is now big business. And we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, about what you can do on platforms such as Etsy, and Creative Fabrica is another one. So,
So that's good.
That leads me into segment.
Yeah, let's do the next segment. So the first segment is, look, there's lots of social media platforms. There's new ones. Periscope came and went. Different ones come and go, right?
There was the one, not Twitter, but wasn't there one with some sort of bird motif or something? What was it?
You know what? I don't remember, but I know.
Tweet or something, but it wasn't Twitter. Wasn't that?
Twinkie, I don't know. Anyway, I remember Periscope came and went.
Yeah.
And then this one, TikTok came and it happened to hit it.
Yeah.
The platforms for selling used to be like that too. And we had conversations when eBay was the only game in town. And I told you, eventually there would be competitors that were just as important and they wouldn't be the only game in town. And that's certainly come true.
Absolutely.
So one of the things you've discovered recently, so I want to talk serious entrepreneurship and business here and not just flighty weird videos on social media, although that might be something that's useful in your business. I don't know. One of the things that I'm a coach. Okay. And I help people. I have clients all over the place that do whatever they do. And my goal, my mission, my purpose in being their coach is to help them succeed, help them think about things differently and do the stuff they are afraid to do. Just do all those things to make them succeed. So I'm continually on the lookout for useful resources that I can provide to my current coaching clients and others that might be useful in their businesses. And so in that process, I was taking a class because I always am busy doing stuff too. And in taking that class, I learned about some stuff that is going to be useful for many different businesses. I'm not going to describe it. I'm going to let you describe it. But it is an opportunity to go get things that you can use to enhance the value of products that you provide your clients. So what did we discover?
One of the things that we discovered is that many people struggle. So you have, let's say, a funnel, you have an opt-in page, a landing page, and you want to give somebody something in exchange for getting their email address. Now, in some circumstances, a checklist, something downloadable is good. Today, the bar is being raised a little bit because a lot of people are thinking, do I really want to give my email address just to get, a checklist that might be able to find? I would if I thought the checklist was valuable, right? Because it has to be valuable to the person who you're looking to attract. Yes, I would. Now, here's a thing, because I'm sure people out there will be thinking, great. So now I got to create a checklist. What am I going to call it? What do I, and on and on and on. And then it becomes a pile of, forget it. You just don't do it. So there is something out there that you can do immediately. Now, these are called PLR products. Tell me what that is, Kellen. What's the PLR?
Private label rights.
Exactly. Private label rights. So on platforms such as Etsy, on Creative Fabrica, Creative Market, you can go there right now and you can type in the search bar PLR products and a whole bunch of stuff will come in, will be a result. Now you can look at each of those and decide whether it's a yay or a nay. So for example, let's say you want to do a mini course or some giveaways. AI is everywhere, right? I mean, it's been around for a long time, but for the sake of, argument, let's say, okay, ChatGPT. Let's say one of your products or one of your bonuses that you want to give away is your own cheat sheet, your own checklist, your own mini course on ChatGPT. So you can go right now to Etsy, to Creative Fabrica, to Creative Market. You can type in PLR ChatGPT. A bunch of stuff is going to come up. Choose which ones you want. Because they have commercial licenses attached to it, you can use that material. And often these companies or these sellers will say, free to use it, resell it, do whatever you want, give it away. It's a PLR product.
Yeah, private label rights means you can take this, you can rebrand it, you can put it on there like you made it.
Exactly.
So you've bought commercial use rights. Yep. And the number of things, checklists, if you do stuff with travel, coaching, whole bunch of coaching checklists.
Real estate. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's endless. It's endless. So they've done the work for you already. Now, how long would it take you to put your own logo? Maybe you change a few things to make it your own, and maybe you have your own ideas. But I'll tell you what those things cost. Now, what would you think something like that would cost, Kellen, let's say on Etsy or some of these other platforms? Like
I haven't looked at them, so I'm thinking $20.
No. You know what? So I bought four the other day, four of them. They were $1.58 each. $1.58. I mean, how much?
And
more?
They were what? Valuable. There were something
yes,
that you would
you
use.
You can use it today. Now, okay. So here's one thing. Now, a lot of them give Chat GPT prompts, because a lot of times people are confused. They're like, I don't know what to type in, right? So you can buy like a list of, I bought a list of 1,400 prompts. And I thought, and so now what I can do is I can turn around and say, okay, for this group, you know, here's 1,400 for free, my gift to you for giving me your email address. Here's 1,400 prompts that you can use right now. Run to your computer and put it in your ChatGPT and see what comes up. Because this is just a starting point for people. But the other thing too, here's another thing I bought. This was, I think it was about $1.98. It was an entire course with video on how to use ChatGPT. I don't know about you and anybody listening, but I couldn't do that for a dollar something. So the other side is that so a person can turn around and sell that themselves. But at $1.98 a product, I mean, you're obviously working on volume because you got to sell a lot of those to make any kind of income. But if you have 20, 30, 40, 50 of those uploaded to your Etsy or your Creative Market or Creative Fabrica, you're bringing in some pretty good money, you know. But the other point is you can use – so there's two – couple of ways you can use it for lead gen, right? Getting someone's email address, or you can use it and turn around and sell it yourself. Give it to your clients. I mean, they'll think you're brilliant for thinking up of this kind of stuff. It's like, wow, you know, she's got it on. I mean, she said she was going to create this thing and boom, 2 days later, there it is. So, you know, there's a number of ways you can use it. Now, I will say this too, Creative Fabrica, you can buy a membership, or, you know, it's a software, so it's either monthly or yearly. I think yearly I paid $50 for it. It's about $4 a month or four something a month. But if you pay it for a year, you get a significant discount. So it was under $60 for the year. I can download anything and everything that I want to on the planet. Everything that they have. I mean, they have millions and millions of products on there. And so you just go back to your search bar, PLR coaching, PLR real estate, PLR ChatGPT course, whatever it is you want to do, and you can download as many of them as you want. Same with Creative Market. Creative Market is a little more expensive, but it's the same thing. Once you have that, you know, yearly subscription, you can download as many things as you want. It's pretty brilliant, actually, you know, because people are already creating this. I don't think it's that common out there, though. Do you think it's that common, Kellen?
Well, I mean, certainly didn't know about it. No. I didn't really think about it. I knew what PLR
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Usually it's on stuff like
cosmetics.
JVZoo. No,
well,
JVZoo.
Yeah, for those kind of products. But I know, like, well, we would call them white label products, right? You know, so if you go to, you know, a company that you like I have a couple of organic companies who make skincare and they have white label products. So all I have to do is just slap my own label on it and you're good to go. I mean, that's really all you have to do is just buy the bottles, they'll fill them for you. You put your own label on and instructions of use and boom, you can upload it, sell it tomorrow. It's
One of the interesting things about that is not only can you do that, but you can also have them formulate mm-hmm. something for you too. Some of them, like Rain Shadow and some of these other labs, you can say, look, I want to build a skincare product. I want you to start with this base that you have, and I want you to add this and this, put my label on it. And so you create a product.
Yeah.
I think the point.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the point of this section that we're talking about here is to understand that ChatGPT and other AI platforms, whether it's with images or, you know, the written part, some people have raised an alarm about three or four things. One, it's going to put everybody in the universe out of business. Two, it's going to, you know, rife with plagiarism and everything. There are going to be people who abuse whatever they abuse. I'm going to set those aside.
They already do, I don't care. Right? Yeah.
That's going to happen anyway. But what this does is it democratizes, it makes available to every business owner marketing language, decent copy, decent images to use that allows you to compete with larger companies that have larger marketing budgets in ways you couldn't do 3 years, 5 years, 7 years ago.
You and absolutely so, couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. It is easier than ever to create a business. And so this idea that, you know, these automation tools are going to somehow put everybody out of work or do whatever, it's not true.
No.
It's not true. And what it does is it makes things available to you that you didn't have access to, or at least not without a bunch of money. Another example is podcasts. So decent sounding microphones that plug right into your computer are a relatively last 10 or 15 years recent invention. A little while ago, to get a decent sounding podcast, you had to have a studio and all the rest.
Oh, yeah.
Video cameras. Yeah. So you can have decent stuff. I'm using a DSLR, single lens reflex digital camera with excellent glass. And I'm using it as a webcam. And so I've got razor sharp pictures of the kind that you could only have with the studio grade camera just a few years ago.
And so I'm using our ability.
Our ability to just level this up and up and up is easy. And that means you as a business owner or a wannapreneur, it's easier than ever to get that to happen.
Yeah.
And the tools are falling all over themselves to get into your hands.
Yeah.
And so you can do that. Now, it is going to take the work. It's not going to do it for you. People that say have ChatGPT write your course and write your sales letter and all you have to do is say, yo, Alexa, make me a whole bunch of money. That isn't going to happen yet. And I don't know if it ever will. But the tools to get it done are just amazing and getting more amazing every week.
Well, and the thing, too, it's like, you know, if people, because not everybody's a top-notch copywriter, and even several years ago and probably today, like really good copywriters, I mean, they're expensive, right? And and even if you do pay top dollar, you don't know that it's going to hit the mark, because that's just one piece of it, because you got to get your message in front of the right people. It's not, you just, you know, there's got to be, you know, your tribe has to hear that message. So another example is things like with you know, advertising, like Facebook ads and such. Thankfully, there are a lot of courses out there, good courses, online, or, you know, you can join some group or a mastermind or something to, you know, figure that out. But I think part of it still is it's hit and miss for people, because the platforms change quickly, what's allowed, what's not allowed. And you still have to know how to do things yourself, just like with SEO. You know, a few years, I mean, it was like, oh, SEO. Ugh. And so it was a little bit of that today. But it was really difficult to figure some of that out. I don't know if it was done on purpose so that you had to hire someone at X exorbitant amount just to, you know, get any kind of traction. But today, there's YouTube videos, there's all sorts of information, but you got to look for it. And there's good information out there to, you know, have it, you know, do it yourself. Because, you know, I mean, we've been in a position years ago where we paid 10 grand a month for someone to do YouTube ads, Facebook ads, which did nothing. Not one opt-in, not one, like zero, not even. And it was like, wait a second, whoa, let's put the brakes on here for a second. This is clearly, I mean, and this guy was like one of the top people in the business at the time to do this stuff. And it's just, I thought, oh, come on. I think I could do better. I'm cheaper. And lo and behold, you know, I did get opt-ins. And you know, part of that kind of stuff is like you got to tweak and try and tweak and try. So these kids who are doing their TikTok videos or they're doing their YouTube videos, they're doing that kind of stuff. They're the, you know, the, I don't want to call anybody a nerd or a geek, but they're the kinds who really get into it and they keep trying. You know, I think it's as we get older that we think, well, I've had, you know, up there for a month. And these and the advice today for anybody, whether you're 15 or 50, is quick turnaround. You know, give it a day, give it a couple days. If there's nothing happening, move, change the title, the thumbnail, some type of wording. I mean, something's got a spark for someone to, you know, prompt them to take action, right?
Well, things are moving on all these platforms, social media, all the, especially social media. You know, it's the attention span. Yeah, it used to be you had 7 seconds to get someone's attention. Now you have about 3.5. You know, our attention span, the need to make a snap decision as to whether or not this thing is relevant to us. So we can say all we want about hooks and all this cute words. Yeah. But what matters is in the first few seconds, does it look relevant to me? That's what matters. Does it look relevant or funny or something? Something has to happen in that first few seconds. It says, oh, and it's not an accident.
No.
And that takes thought and planning for the demographic, the audience on the platform and all the rest in order to find that and continual practice and tweaking.
And I think that's where AI comes in. Because with AI, now, you know, a lot of people use ChatGPT. Personally, I think the best on the market is a platform called Goody, goody.ai. Armin Morin created this. I'll put a link in the, when I get the show notes, and you can take a look at it. It's brilliant because you can add persona way easier than ChatGPT. And it's a really slick platform, but you can put things in there saying, look, I've got these two titles that I'm working at, or, you know, maybe you have an idea, you know, and you can ask the AI to say, look, I want this to be very persuasive and bold, you know, to capture XYZ attention, to have opt-ins or to people to join my challenge, whatever it is. And, you know, does whatever it does behind the scenes there, and out pops this stuff. You go, pretty darn good, because, you know, if without it, I mean, I wouldn't have had that. So it doesn't replace all the other work that you still have to do, but you don't have that piece. At least it's really an invaluable tool to help you be a better marketer, be a better copywriter, because you're looking at stuff that, I mean, you would have had to pay quite a bit of money if you had to go out and find someone, hire someone to get them to create that for you. We used to do that. You know, we'd have copywriters write us emails and all that, and you're like, yeah, you know, they're okay, but now with AI, you can say, I want it to be in such and such persona, like some big marketer or copywriter, and you can, it's almost like kind of hiring that person to provide that, you know. So it's I mean, you know, the tools are there to help us. They're not going to replace some things.
In the last little while, you have hit some real success on Pinterest. We talked about that another time, I think.
I've always loved Pinterest. I just never knew how to use it.
Well, but now you have, and so you've done big on that. Now you've added TikTok.
Yep.
I know another platform you're looking at maximizing more than we have is YouTube and also Patreon. Now, Patreon, we haven't really talked about.
No.
And this little piece is going to be appropriate for some kinds of entrepreneurs and not others. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure Patreon's going to work for somebody that sells swimming pool supplies.
No,
but for any artistic endeavor,
artists,
for dance, for music, for
visual
books,
arts,
for visual arts, anything like that, Patreon is an interesting platform, and I want to spend just a minute talking about it, because that's something we're going to do. We have a thing, we have an account, but we haven't really spent a lot of time marketing or moving on it. And the idea I love, I emceed at a conference here a couple of years ago where one of the founders of Patreon spoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting to hear his origin story and how they created it, he and another fellow, was really interesting. And I came home from that conference all excited. And like many things, we didn't get it done yet, but we're going to.
Yeah. I mean, we have stuff up there, a couple of subscribers, but here's also another fun thing with about Patreon. And, you know, it comes from the old, you know, when artists had patrons, right? Or, you know, so somebody sponsored you for whatever period of time to create artwork, like Michelangelo or, you know, Leonardo da Vinci. They all had patrons. They all had wealthy people, you know, who supported them. And today it's different. People, you can support an artist for a dollar, or you can support like whatever it is. Each artist, each creator creates their own creates their own site, sets their own criteria, and you can support them or not support them. The interesting thing, and that's, I don't know how old that is or new that is, but our platform that we use for podcasts, we use Captivate, and there is a place on your Captivate site for your podcast where you can say, I want to support this podcaster, and it'll take you directly to Patreon. Right? Many platforms are building that stuff in there already. It's like, yeah, I want to support this. And instead of you having to figure out, well, how to put PayPal, how to do it, you send them to your Patreon page. You can say, hey, yeah, I want to support this artist for $1, $5, $100, whatever it is, either one time or monthly, right? Set it and forget it. Like, how much it would cost for
so
a
this
Starbucks?
Is funny. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking here in different windows, and we're business partners running the same business, and you'd think we'd know that. And right this minute, I'm learning from you that that existed. So that, that is how, that is how, well, number one, how fast this stuff changes and how many things there are to discover. And the reason I mention this isn't because Joy and I don't talk to each other. We talk to each other every day, all the time, 15 times. But here's the thing. The tools for you as an entrepreneur are endless. And if you don't know how to find them, get some help. Because your other choice is to swirl around in the I don't know how universe, or swirl around in the oh, it seems so hard universe. And as you can stay in that universe as long as you want. And as long as you stay there, it will be hard and you won't get anything done. Your business won't grow and it'll be a struggle. Or you can go get some help. You can use YouTube, get a business coach, call me, you know, do something that allows you to get the help you need. So that you can move forward, because no one is coming. Like, nobody's going to show up and knock on your door. I got a knock on my door earlier today. You know what? I didn't have any idea in any universe that it was someone coming to help me with my business. It wasn't. It was someone delivering some computer parts. But when I heard the knock on the door, it wasn't, oh, someone has come. No one is coming. So, and I don't mean that as an indictment. It's just the truth. If you want to be the creator,
no wonder people don't leave the people don't leave their rooms or something and don't want to talk, because it's like nobody's coming, folks.
Nobody's coming, and so you get the tools are everywhere. Help is everywhere, but you got to go do it. And that's not a surprise. Think about the most basic of all these things: athletes, right? No one can do your push-ups for you. No one can do your soccer drills. No one can do your ice skating practice. No one can snowboard for you. No one can practice your tricks for you. No one can do your paintbrush. No one can sing the songs and develop your voice. So if you want to have a business and you want to set yourself apart and you want to do something different and you want to use your gifts and you want to have a purpose-powered business, I'm all about that. I'd love to see your purpose, your power. Who do you want to help? Who do you want to serve? The key is there's no need to be afraid. You don't need to stay one more minute stuck in I don't know how.
Yeah.
Go get the help and then settle in for the long haul, because you're going to have to do the work that it takes to get there. The good news is it's getting easier and faster and easier and faster.
Well, you know, and speaking to that directly, you know, people today are also confused. You talk to a lot of people. They said, I just spent $50,000 on some coach and I got nothing. And so now I don't want to spend any more money on that, right? I mean, we hear that all the time. I've said it too. I'm like, oh, I just bought somebody's whatever. I didn't do anything. You know, and maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Maybe you really tried. Whatever the bottom line is, from that person's perspective, XYZ didn't work. And maybe you outgrew them. Maybe you've outgrown something. But one of the keys too, though, is that, you know, that's why it's important, you know, for me, for Kellen, and for you guys out there to be visible, you know, if, cause guess what? If you're not visible, you are invisible, and for sure nobody is going to find you. Nobody's coming. You know, I hear people say, yeah, you know, I'm going to post something on social media once a week, maybe once every other week. Don't bother, right? I go back to what Gary V says. He's been saying this for a long time now, that you got to be posting, you know, like 18 times a day kind of thing. I mean, constant. But the tools are out there to help you do it. You don't have to be sitting in front of your computer for 10 hours a day trying to figure out how to do it. I do 10 times a day. I schedule everything in my scheduler. You know, if you use Canva, here's the thing. If you use Canva right now, you can tell the pro version. So, you know, $15 a month, whatever. If you use the pro version of Canva, it connects to your social platforms and you can schedule it right in the Canva platform. You don't have to then download and go to the other platform, figure out what to say. You can do it right from the platform. And if you use a program like Goody for AI or Chat, you can have your captions created. So all you have to do is just upload it, schedule it out. It can't get any easier. Same with Descript. Or I use Headliner for to create audiograms and videograms on for our podcast. When you go into the platform, it says, okay, what do you want to do with this audiogram, with this videogram? Do you want to send it to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter? And it's got a whole bunch of other choices. You know, I mean, it's that simple. So what I'm doing now is when I'm creating, I do everything. It's, so it's under a minute for these platforms. So between 15 and, you know, 55 seconds, when I say I'm creating a vertical for TikTok, it's done. It'll take me to the platform where I have to put in my hashtags and just press upload. You know, it cannot get easier. So when people are scrolling, because we know how fast people, how fast is it? You know, if I saw something an hour ago on Facebook, right? An hour ago. And if I had to go find that, I would, how long would that, you'd never find it. But on places like Pinterest, for example, if somebody finds something they like, it'll stay there forever. It's not going to get lost in somebody's feed, which is pretty brilliant. So that's another reason also why I like Pinterest.
It's, well, that's like the same. That's why Pinterest yeah. and YouTube are really yeah. good for that, because when you have Fantastic. A channel, yeah. you know, you, that stuff stays there. And so this is the key. Don't think of all social media as the same. They're designed different. Facebook has yep. gotten so busy. Like, I remember in the first years, they changed the layout of the page about six times.
Yeah.
Remember every
yeah,
year they change yeah. it and this and that? They haven't for
so
a little
confusing.
While.
It's so confusing. Yeah.
But the feed just disappears. Boom, 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 boom. And you LinkedIn
has, same
you didn't
thing.
Used to, but it's yeah. now gotten to be more like Facebook. Instagram, same thing. Stuff just disappears. So you have to understand that if you're going to use those platforms for business, mm-hmm. you have to post and show up accordingly.
Yep.
So if you think your client shows up looking at whatever it is, Facebook, 30 times a day, and yeah. you know, your stuff might stay in their feed for an average of 15 or 20 or yep. 30 seconds, then you've got to be there a lot of times. And there's
exactly.
tons of tools to help you with that.
Exactly. You have to, because, I mean, so I, you know, I took my mom to an appointment, right? So I'm sitting in the waiting area and I'm, you know, open my social media. Oh, that's funny. And, but, you know, if 10 minutes earlier would have been something completely different. So that is the reason why you need to keep doing it. And programs, I never used to use Canva. I was an Adobe snob. So, but now I'm on the other side because I love Canva now, especially the pro version. You know, you can create, I can go into templates and I can say, okay, I want 20 templates. So I've gone to AI, I've gotten quotes that I maybe want to do for memes, and I go to Canva, do them all at once, schedule them out. Like, how long do you think that's going to take? It's worth the while to do that. Now, there's a lot of other, you know, gurus out there who'll say, no, 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 don't do endless posting. You know, post three times a week and you're good. Maybe, but there's a specific strategy that you have to use to do that. You know, you have to get the organic traffic by, let's say, asking a benign question, you know, what dress should I wear on, you know, Friday night date, the red one or the blue one, right? Those are the types of, you'll get lots of responses. And then so the people who respond, you know that they're looking at your stuff and they're interested in you because they've commented. So then you can start to, you know, target a little bit better.
But the point you're making, though, is really important is to understand your audience.
Yep.
If you don't understand your audience, you don't know what strategy to make.
Yeah.
After you understand your audience, then you know what kinds of things will be likely to evoke a response or a comment, evoke a conversation. Totally. And, you know, those are specific targeted ads, whether you pay those ads or not, posts or ads.
Yeah.
If you're trying to go out to a more general thing to sort of fish for more followers, then that's when this 3-second rule applies. If you can't capture, because this isn't someone who's looking for you, this is someone who's casually looking at their feed. And even if the kinds of things they look at are you, it used to be, for example, 7 touches before you could sell to someone. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 22. That means someone has to see you, your name, your stuff, 22 times. Well, if they can't tell it's you, then that doesn't count as a touch because it's just a thing.
And if it's every other week that you're doing something or once a week, that's 22 weeks. That's half a year.
You're so far lost. You don't stand a chance.
Hey, I'll give you guys one tip for LinkedIn. Maybe I shouldn't give it. Should I give these tips? I don't know. Right. Is anybody going to do anything? If not, you can.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Reach out to me. So for LinkedIn, what LinkedIn is pushing now is people to do newsletters because newsletters, they like it. LinkedIn is saying, hey, if you create a newsletter, we'll let you send it out to a whole bunch of people that would have never seen your newsletter or seen your posts. And use AI to create that. And once you get into a groove, you can get, and you know, the other thing is you can also hire people like on onlinejobs.ph or even on Fiverr to create Upwork to create these things for you. You can do it on the cheap, but use AI.
So as we wind down, we've just got a few minutes left here. The point of today's thing was to do several things. Know your customer. If you're going to use social media as part of your advertising, and there's almost no business that can't benefit from it, you know who you're talking to, know which platform they're on, understand what kinds of things would catch their interest, and you can find all that out. People throw up their hands and say, well, I don't know. Well, that just means you haven't gone and done the work.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have any idea who you're selling to and what their needs and hopes and fears and worries and what they don't like and what they're afraid of and what they spend money on and what they don't, they're not your customer. Like you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And how are you in business if you're just trying to sell stuff? It's like someone saying, well, my product can help everybody. You'll never sell anything.
Yeah.
You'll never sell anything. You have to differentiate. Now, there's last thing I want to say here is 2 ways to differentiate. One is by creating a unique result. That's almost non-existent. And everybody, you know, the kinds of results people are looking for, money, happiness, health, lose weight. I mean, so if you can't create a unique result, what you have is a unique process or unique method or unique mechanism.
Yeah.
So why is yours faster or different or better or more healthy? And so the result is the result. But if you can get someone a result faster, if you can get them a result more smoothly with less effort at less cost with something. And so you have to understand your demographic. Who your people are, you have to understand what that unique thing is about your product or service, and then you have to be willing to get organized and put in the work so that you can use these tools, which are getting more abundant by the minute. Any final things you want to say to wrap us up here tonight, Joy?
Well, no, but you know, here is one thing though. You know, Kellen has some amazing guests on this show on LA Talk Radio, and you know, he puts it out there for people. If you're interested in being a guest, you can reach out to Kellen, you can reach out to me, and I know, you know, he's got his website up there, but we will put it in the show notes. But go to meet with Kellen at gmail.com. That's meet, not M-E-A-T, M-E-E-T with Kellen at gmail.com. And maybe you'll, you know, maybe you'll apply and we'll see if you can be on this show as well and help to spread your message and spread some good cheer and add good to the world.
Thank you, Joy, for being with us tonight. I want to encourage you to take the time to listen, not just because I want you to listen to this again, but I know without even thinking about it, that there are things here that will apply to your business. There are things here that will apply to your growth, whether it's money or business or happiness or anything. The principles are the same. Find the tools, set aside the time, make the commitment, and then put in the work. And if you have that mindset, no one's going to do it for you. There's nothing you can't create. And you will be able to create and enjoy your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.